Wednesday the 14th of April, Lamed Nissan, Aleph Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rabbi Shmuel Aberman, Rosh Chodesh, and the link to Tzatzviya Matzora.
Good morning everyone, I'd like to, you asked me to speak, and it worked out to be on Rosh Chodesh, Pasha Tzatzviya Matzora, so I thought maybe I'll have a look to see if I can find some connection in Pasha Tzatzviya Matzora, something to do with Rosh Chodesh. Beginning I thought it's impossible, Tzatzviya Matzora, to find something to do with Rosh Chodesh. Who wants Matzora to have a shaychus with Rosh Chodesh? Yeah. But Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to travel too far. Right at the beginning of Pasha Tzatzviya, we all know, right at the beginning of Pasha Tzatzviya, before the Pasha of the old halachas of Negoim, is the Pasha of Yoledes. The lady who gives birth, the Zohar and the Keva, so the halacha is, the Torah says, after 40 days, if she had a boy, or after 80 days, if she had a girl, she has to bring korbanos. If she wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, she wants to eat kotchim, there's halacha, she has to bring korbanos. Which korbanos does she have to bring? So the Torah says, uvimloitzi mei tahara lebeina levas, tovi she has to bring keves ben shnosoi le'olo, uven yoino isoi lechatos. She has to bring oila lechatos. So if she can afford it, she has to bring an animal, a keves, for oila, and a bird, ben yoino isoi lechatos. And if she can't afford it, imloitzim tzayoda, they say, then she bring two birds, echad le'olo ve'echad lechatos. So the question here is, Rashi over here says, what do you mean, echad le'olo ve'echad lechatos? We all know that normally in Beis HaMikdash, if you bring korbanos, you have to bring chatos before the oila. Why here the Torah said, first oila, then chatos? Says Rashi. Rashi is quoting in Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Yom Adalov. Really, of course, when you makriv it, even if you makriv oif, you have oif, an animal to bring. Which one should you bring first? Like over here, if she can afford, she has to bring oila, a keves for oila, and a bird for chatos. Even so, the Gemara says, chatos oif comes before oilaf behemah. That's how loch chatos has to come before an oila. So why did the Torah say over here, first oila, then chatos? Says Rashi, leikdima kosuv, ela lemikro. What does it mean? Ela lemikro, only to read it. So the Sisa Chomim over here brings Rashi. Rashi there explains, leitzelema, lenikriyas ha-Torah, sha-kerev ha-Torah, yikro milas oila tchila. When a person learns the Pasha, and he reads Kriyas ha-Torah, he should say oila before chatos. Places over there in Zlochim ask him Rashi, of course, if the Torah said it that way, of course we have to read it that way. Well, you're not going to read it the other way than it's written. So what's the chiddush of it? Why? What does it mean, lemikro ekdima akosu? Why did the Torah write oila before chatos? So Mele Tosfos brings the Gvaltige Chiddush, B'Shem Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, that even for a kroger, when you makriv it, actually you have to be makriv the chatos before the oila, but before you makriv it, you have to be makdish it. Every korban you bring, you have to be makdish it. When you makdish it, says Tosfos, you have to be makdish oila before the chatos. The big Chiddush in Tosfos. What's the difference if when you makdish it? No, Tosfos, the Gabba Hekdish only for your letters, because it says here in your letters. So when you makdish the animals, you have to be makdish oila, then the chatos, and then you makriv the chatos before the oila. That's Tosfos. Oh, but still, it's a bit shvev. Why it's called lemikro? The Gemara says lehekdesh. When you makdish it, you have to be makdish early before chatos. And why takir? What's the meaning of hekdesh? So I'd like to bring a third pshat into the Gemara, where the Gemara says lemikro ekdima akosuv. There's a Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if everyone's familiar. In Siman Aleph, the first Siman in Shulchan, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, brings down a minig. Most of us, I don't know, maybe you are, most of us have never heard of people being mekayim this minig, but the Mechaber says, we're mekayim part of the minig. Toiv leima, it's good to say, Pashas Hamon, some of us say Pashas Hamon, Pashas Akeda, you say that, Pashas Akeda, then the Mechaber says, Pashas Seres Adibris, every day to say Pashas Seres Adibris, and then the Mechaber carries on and says, also you should say Pashas Ola, Pashas Shlomin, Pashas Chatos, and Pashas Oshom. That means that the Bialocha, Mishabrun Bialocha, he makes a chesed of all the Pashas, where to start from. The kids are going through quite a few Pashas, of Pashas Vayikra and Pashas Tzav, where the Torah goes into detail all the Alochas of Chatos and Oila. So the Mechaber says it's good to say all these Pashas. Mishalma Parmas of Oseinu. So we just say the kids, we say Ezim Mekoyman, we bring the Gemara in Zochim, it's the Mishnah in Zochim.
Mechaber says it's better to bring, say all the psukim, go through.
Pasha Yikra, Pasha Tzav. However, the seder in the Mechaber is interesting. The seder of the Mechaber is first Oyla, Shlomin, Chatos, and Oshom. So the Magen Avraham on the place asks, why are you saying it Oyla before Chatos? We just learned Halacha. When you're being makrivit, you have to be makrivit Chatos before Oyla. So it would be appropriate to say the Pasha of the Chatos and then say Pasha of the Oyla. Why does the Mechaber say you say Pasha Oyla before Chatos? That's the Magen Avraham's question. Says the Magen Avraham the following. What's the reason? Why do you have to be makri b'chatos before Oyla? What's the reason? So the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Zayin says, Omer Rav Shimon, a marshal, if you have a praklit, somebody who's going to defend somebody, a Melech Tzvei Rashi says, he wants to speak good about a person who did something wrong, he wants to speak good about him. So if he goes to the king and he wants to speak good about him, first you have to be mechaper to see if the king is going to be meichel him, and after Nichnas HaPraklit, after the praklit has done his job, then he can bring a present. So a chatos is coming to be mechaper, and a oyla is coming to become close. You want to become good with him. You want to show the ava. So you want to bring a present. You can't bring a present straight away. You did something wrong. You straight away give him a present. It looks funny. So you have to first be mechaper. That's a chatos. And only afterwards you can bring oyla. That's the Gemara in Zochim Daf Zayin. Says the Magen Avraham, when can you say that? That's only if you know for sure that you chayav a chatos. No, you can't just bring a chatos whenever you want. If you know for sure you chayav a chatos, you did an avera. Then you can say that first bring a chatos and then bring the oyla. However, nowadays, when we say neshama poram sifah seni, we daven every day, or we're going to say, we want to say these pashas like the Mechaber says. We're not for sure that we did a chatos. The Torah says, even when you say it, you should say, like we say in davening, im nischayavti chatos, if I'm mechuyav a chatos. So it's a sofik. You're not vadai chayav a chatos. It's a sofik, maybe you chayav a chatos. So yes, it's not vada yechayev chatos. So on the tzad that you're not chayev chatos, what are you saying this pasha for? You're not saying it to bring a chatos. You're not chayev chatos. So you're saying it's dumb. You can't even tell you. Nothing wrong. You want to learn pashas pasha ikra where it discusses the pasha of chatos. Fine, no problem. Over there, you're not saying in order to bring the chatos. So therefore, it's better to say the oyla first, because the oyla you can always bring oyla. You can always bring presents. A present you can always bring. Oyla is an adover. You can always give a present. Chatos, you can't always bring a chatos. So yes, bismana zeh, where you're saying it, you know, vada chayav chatos, so therefore it's better to say oyla before chatos. That's the Magen Avraham. When you're being makrivit and based on mikdosh, you chayav chatos, of course chatos comes before oyla. Oh, but today, when we're not for sure that we're chayav chatos, we're only saying it maybe, and maybe you're not chayav chatos, therefore it's preferred to say oyla where you can vada bring oyla for a present, and then after you say partial chatos. That's the Magen Avraham. However, says the Magen Avraham, if somebody knows for sure that he's chayav chatos, he knows he did the chashon, he did the avera, where he knows that in times based on Mikdash should be Chayav HaChatos. No? Says the Magen Avraham La'alocha, say Pasha of Chatos before the Pasha of Oyla. That's the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says, the Mechaber is only talking about a person's Mesopik, not sure. Or if he knows for sure it's Chayav HaChatos, say Chatos before Oyla. However, the Mishnah Brura says, Mestima Zreel HaPliskim, they're not Mechalik. They all bring down the Mechaber La'alocha, and they don't make a difference if he knows for sure he is Chayav HaChatos, if he's not Chayav HaChatos. So mashma, you always say Pasha's Oyla before Pasha of Chatos. So Amela, the question is, what's Taka the Pshat? Why do you always say Pasha Oyla before the Pasha of Chatos? That's one question. Another question you can ask on the Magen Avraham, which is a very strong question. Here's where our Shaykh has come to Rosh Chodesh. Another question is, that's very good when you say, before Davin, if you say these Pashas in the Torah. However, we daven Musaf today on Rosh Chodesh, and on Yom Tov, right, if you look at the psukim where we speak about we're going to bring the korbanos, so we always say oyla before chatos. Rosh chodeshem takrivu oyla l'Hashem parim b'nevat u'shnayim ayelecha ot kosim b'neshono, and then afterwards when chosim b'neshono, afterwards right at the end you say v'soy l'chape aleichem, the soy is the korban chatos. So always when we're davening in musaf saiv Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, we always mention the oyla before the chatos. And here, on the Shkodesh, everyone's chayv to bring it. You always chayv, it's a chayvah tzibu. It's not a chayvah tzibu. Everyone, even Bezman Azeh, we chayv to, we say in the Shalom Promise, we're saying it for a chiyuv, that we chayv to bring a chatos, that we chayv to bring an oyla. And even so, we always say oyla before chatos. I mean, here you want to among the wrong territory of it. Because everybody's chayv to bring an oyla and a chatos. And even so, we say oyla before chatos. I mean, the question still comes back. Why do we, in davening, in when we read the pashas, we always say oyla before chatos?
Huh?
Say that, but I don't know the reason is. But the master that in Beis Hamikdash la Hakrova. But the person is chayv b'chatos. Whatever the reason is, al shemiyat tias reyach. It's a chayv b'tzibul. Everyone is chayv to bring a chatos. So maybe we come to understand why when it comes to davening, when we say the psukim, the pashis, we say oyle before chatos. So there's a famous sefer, a tshuva sefer called Binyan Shlema. He was a dayan in Vilna, Reb Shlema HaKohen in Vilna. It's quoted by many years ago, Gaon Olam. And Binyan Shlema, he wants to suggest the following. He would like to say, you're right, la'akrov atake, as we said before, of course, you makriv chatos before oyle. However, it's not 100% accurate. Even though you're being makriv chatos before oyle, but not for everything. He brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Zvachim Taf Tzadi says, for Zrika, Shchita, Zrika, of course, you do Chatos before Eila. However, for Haktorah, the Mishnah says, Avery Eila comes before Chatos. Because Eila is a minor, it's cooler color, you burn it completely on the Mizbeach. So for Haktorah, then Eila comes before Chatos. So it's a machlokes how to learn the Mishnah exactly, but he wants to learn the Mishnah. Every time you have a Chatos and Eila, yeah, you can't just bring a whole Chatos and then bring the Eila. No. You do Shchita, Zrika, and afterwards you have to wait. You can't yet be makti the Chatos. Now you go in Shecht and you do Zrika on the Oyla, you makti the Oyla, because Haktorah, Oyla comes before Chatos. So you makti the Oyla, and afterwards you go, you come back to the Chatos, and you makti the Chatos. So it comes out, not the whole Akrova is the Chatos before the Oyla. That's number one. Number two, even if you're going to tell me, Pshah in the Mishnah is different, other Achronim learn different Pshah in the Mishnah, and you're going to tell me, even for Haktorah, Chatos comes before Oyla. However, all Chatos, there's the chilek which the kohenim eat. Kohenim oichlin, ubalim miskaprin. Oyla is kula kol. You take the whole thing, you burn it on the mizbech. So he says, for achila, what are you going to tell me? That they're going to be makriv the chatos, and then they're going to eat it, and only afterwards they're going to be makriv the oyla? So it's not mistaba. Eating is not the same as aktora. Aktora on the mizbech is a chilek, is a gevaya. So of course it's mistaba. At first you're going to be makriv the oyla, and afterwards you're going to eat the chatos. So it comes out, not for everything, is Chatos before Eila. Of course, most of the Avedis, Chatos is before Eila. However, there are some Avedis, either Aktora or Achila, where Eila comes before Chatos. So Mele says, that's why, now, Neshama Porom Sifo Seinu. So we're not sure, what should we do? Should we say Chatos first? Because, Maestro, you start with the Chatos first. You're going to start with the Chatos. But in the middle, somewhere you're going to switch over to the Eila. So what should you say? Should you say first Chatos or first Eila? If you're going to say first Chatos, you're mentioning everything of Chatos. Haktorah and Achila, and it's not true, because then, when it comes to Haktorah, the Eila comes first. So you're not sure what to do. Should you say Chatos or Eila? So therefore he says, when you say Nesham promise of the same, it's better to say Eila first. Because what's the main thing? When the Torah wants us to bring Chatos and Eila, the main thing is to come to the Eila, to come close to Hashem, to bring the Dairin. The Chatos is just a Hechetimtze. You can't bring a present, you can't come close to somebody if you haven't yet taken away, sorting out your problems with him. So first he has to be meichel to you, he has to be mevata, and afterwards you can come close to him. So the yes, the tachlis is the oyla, to become close to Hashem. So therefore when we say neshama upon sefaseinu, therefore we say oyla before chatos. So he wants to suggest, that's the pshat in the Gemara, lemekro ekdima akosu. You're right. When it comes to akrova, you go to Beis HaMikdash, you come to the kohen, you have to first bring him chatos, then he's makriv the chatos, and afterwards the oyla. However, when we are being mekayim and neshama upon sefaseinu, we say oyla first, and that's why the Torah Taka wrote oyla before chatos. Even so, the gaba krov is different. Or behayis, the Torah wants to tell you over here what's the ikkar. The main thing is to do the oyla. Of course, in order to do the oyla, you have to get around a few problems. You have to first bring a chatos. But the tachlis is to bring oyla. So therefore, the Torah wrote oyla, and we are mekayim today the mikro when it comes to kriya. No, it doesn't mean kriya satira. It means kriya davening. When we say the parshas, because we want to be mekayim the shalom upon sefaseinu, then should be the oyla before the chatos. So, maybe according to that, you could say, we said in Muslim today, Rosh Chodesh, we say, when we mention the kabbalas which we're going to bring, so we first say, the Yosef Makiv Melefonecho, Zivchei Rotzei, Usiirei Chatos. we mention the oyle before the chatos. Zibchei rotzen, that's the oyle, which is the rotzen. And afterwards we say, s'ire chatos, l'chapei badam. So according to what we're saying, it's very good, because when we're davening, and we want to be mekayim, l'sham, upon the sefaseinu, then we makdim and we say, the oyle before the chatos. Because even so, the gabba krova, in Beis HaMikdash, chatos was before, or by yoyis, in some aspects, not everything was chatos was before, so therefore when we mekayim, l'sham, upon the sefaseinu, we say oyle, and afterwards chatos. Now a similar thing, so we see sometimes we have to know, of course when it comes to practical, you have to be chatos before oyle. But sometimes you have to know what the main thing is. Is the main thing chatos, the main thing is the oyle? So the main thing is the oyle. We want to come close to Hashem, we want the doyren, we want the riach nichoyach, that's only with the oyle, that's why it says oyle first. Similar thing we find, going through the parsha of Negoim, so the order in the Torah is, first the Torah wrote, Pashta Zia talks about Nige Odom, the Negoim comes on the body of the person. Afterwards, the end of Tazia talks about Nige Begovin, comes on the clothes of the person. And in Pashta Metzera, then talks about Nige Batin, comes on the houses, all different halachas. So in which order did actually the Negoim come? Did they come in the order the way it's written in the Torah? No. There's a Medrash of Pashta Metzera. Omer Ablevi, Ein Baal Rachmin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Baal Rachmin, he's not Puriyam in HaNefoshes Tchil. He doesn't go and punish a person straight to his body. It starts all the opposite order. First the batim, the outside of the batim. If he hasn't done tshuva yet, he has to knock down the house. Then if he still hasn't done tshuva, comes on his clothes, comes a bit closer to the person. Then he has to tear his clothes, burn his clothes. And if he still hasn't done tshuva, it comes on the body of the person. So the obvious question is, if that's the order it comes, so why in the Torah is written the opposite order? It should say first batim, then the godin, and then Adam. That's the question, obvious question. So the Orach Haim HaKadosh, so the Orach Haim HaKadosh says, if you look at Parshas Metzora, when it talks about Nige Batim, it says, Ki Sovoyu El Eretz Kenan. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, that's when Nige Batim started. It wasn't in the Midbar, when they had the tents in the Midbar, didn't yet, there was no Negoim then. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when it started, the Nige Batim. So Mamela says that Orach Haim, even so, the older attacker comes, first Batim, and then the golden Adam, when did it start? It didn't start, when it started in the Midbar, then there was no Batim, because only when it came in Eretz Yisrael. So when it started in the Midbar, then the order was opposite. Then it started with Nige Adam. So maybe that's why it says first Nige Adam, because Nige Batim was only Nige in Eretz Yisrael. So why Nige Begodim? In the Midbar, you say, Tainas, Nige Begodim was Nige, had clothes in the Midbar, so they had Nige Begodim. So she first said Nige Begodim, then Nige Adam, and then Nige Batim. Says the Rechaim, no, I prefer to put Nige Begodim, which comes on the clothes, in between Odom and Batim. Why? Because Nige Begodim is somewhere in between Odom and Begodim. There's some halachas which is similar to Nige Odom. The shear of Tzras is Kigris. So yes, the Gabba, the shear is Domer to Odom. And the Gabba, the colors, which colors on the Tamar, it's Domer to Batim. So yes, it's got a bit of both, so you put Nige Begodim in between Odom and Batim. That's the Rechaim. You could say, there's Rambam, instead of Pashta Tzriya, Rambam takes on, like Nige Batim was only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, Rambam is Mechadosh, B'li Nere Egin Chidosh Rambam, Nige Begodim, which came on the clothes also, was Noeg in the Midbar. It's only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, that's when it was Noeg, Nige Begodim. So the Tzvi Rambam is beautiful. So it comes on Nige Odom started first, because in the Midbar, the only thing I had in the Midbar was Nige Odom. Only when they came to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they had Nige Batim and Nige Begodim. And so another interesting Medrash, they bring it down from a Medrash, why in the Midbar there was no Nige Begodim, only Nige Odom? He says because in the Midbar, the clothes that they had was a Chalpines. It grew with them. Something which grew with them, Chalpines, on there can't come Negoim. Negoim will come on a person's regular clothes. Of something which is a nest, the clothes which grew with them, can't be Negoim on them. So therefore the Negoim, Sayan Patim, Sayan the Begodim, only started in Eretz Yisrael. Nige Odom started straight away. With this you can be Miyashe, the Gewaldige Kasher, Shakira Seif on the Rambam asks. He asks, doesn't understand. If that's to say, that's the order. It has to come first, Batim, then the Godin, and then comes on the person. It's got a kasha, obvious question. Miriam, she spoke Tziras on Moshe Rabbeinu. Straight away, she got Tziras on her body. Why did she get on her body? Why didn't it start? Like the Medrash says, Ein Baal Rachman Pereh doesn't start with the Nefosh Tchilah. This is in the Midbar. In the Midbar, there's no Batim. And the Fidr Rambam, and the Medrash, and Rechaim, there's no Begodim either. So maybe the only thing that she could get was on the body. So she got on the body. Oh, but when he came into Eretz Yisrael, of course, then there was a Seder. The Malach is first Batim, Begodim, and then Adam. However, I thought, according to what we said before, you could say a different teretz. And I found it later on, the Yifei Toya, on the Medrash, Taka says the teretz. You're right. Taka, the Seder is the way it's written in the Medrash. Or when the Torah writes something, the Torah is telling us the Tachlis. What's the Tachlis? This is opposite. When Hashem wants to bring a punishment on a person, we're telling you what's going to be the main thing. You're going to get punished. You speak Lashon Hara, you're going to get something on your body. Of course, it has to go through a Mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Merachim on a person, has Rachmonas. So first it's going to start with his house. At the end of the day, a person has to know, you speak Lashon Hara and you cannot do this Averet, you're going to get Strauss on your body, on your goof. So man, that's why when the Torah wrote something, the Torah writes first Adam, then Begodim, and then Batim. Even so, the Meister, it was the other way. Same thing with saying Faket. When you bring Karbonas, even though of course Chatos comes before Eila, because you have to be makrivit, and it's just Eicha Timse. You can't come to a king with an Eila before Chatos. However, yes, the main thing is the Eila. So the Torah writes, Lemikro Ekdima Kosuv, that when you say in davening, and when you talk about the Karbonas, say Eila before Chatos. A similar thing we find by Bezalel when building of the Mishkan. So Bezalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Bezalel Kel. Gemara says in Brachas, why is it Bezalel Kel? It's because when Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to build the Mishkan, so he told him first to build the Aron, and after the Mishkan, after the Kelim and the Mishkan. So Bezalel told him, I'll build the Aron, where am I going to put it? First, it's more sensible, you build the Mishkan, you build the house. You don't buy the furniture before you build the house. First you buy a house, then you have where to put the furniture, and afterwards you should build the Aron. Gewaldige Gesach. Bezalel Kel. No, the obvious question is, no, Abizof Havos Taka. So why in the Torah it's written, why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Bezalel to build first the Aron, then the Mishkan should tell him the way a normal builder builds a house? The Torah says, no. Of course, when you're building it, it's just tactical, you have a problem how to build it. Of course, you have to build the house. That's the most sensible thing to do. You can't build the Aron before you have where to put it. However, what's the Tachlis? Tachlis is the house. Tachlis is the Aron where the Torah and the Luchas are inside the Aron. So mainly when you're speaking in the Torah tells you what Tachlis is. The Tachlis is that you have the Aron, you have the Torah inside. After the Torah tells you about the Mishkan. So mainly the same thing we're saying over here. Now, like to finish off with we find in the davening of Musaf, again of Rosh Chodesh. So I saw they bring down a beautiful pshat. We always say in Musaf, you should bring Tmidim Kisidrom, Umusofim Kirchosim. Right? Tmidim and Musofim. So the question is, why do you change? Here is Tmidim Kisidrom, and Musofim is Kirchosim. You say both Kisidrom, both Kirchosim. So according to the thing, it's very good. Tmidim Taka, the Korban Tomid, there was Tomid Shal Shacha, there was Tomid Shal Beinu Arbaim, that was Taka, Kisidrom. They brought it, they say that the way it's written in the Torah, that's how they bring the Korbanos Tmidim. However, Musafim, when it comes to Musaf, that's not Kisidrom, because in the Torah, the way he's supposed to be Makrivit, yeah, he's supposed to be Makriv Chatos before Oilem. So it's not Kisidrom. There it's only Kiril Chosom, because that's the Alochel, that the Torah Shabbat there. They're telling us how to be makir the Korb Musaf. That when you makir the Korb Musaf, even though the Torah is written Oyle before Chatos, of there it's Kiril Chosom, you have to know Torah Shabbat Peh. You have to know the Alochas, which Chazal tell us how they learn from the Pesukim, that there Chatos comes before Oyle, even though in the Torah it's written Oyle before Chatos, or you have to know there. No, don't follow the way it says in the Torah. The Torah is written for various reasons, like we said before, that's why it's written in the Torah. When it comes to the Meister to be Makrivit, there you have to know Kiril Chosom, you have to know what the Aloch is. It's not enough just to read the Torah. That's why the Tzedekim, they make it to listen, they just follow it, it says Torah Shabbosal. Torah Shabbosal is not good enough. You see in the past, it says to be early before Chatos, come Chazal and say, no, that's not the way you be Makrivit. You have to be Makriv Chatos before early. So mainly that's why it says, Tmidim Kisidrom, Umusofim Kiril Chosom. Also we say in the interesting diuk in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we start off saying, Rosh Chodeshim L'amcho Nesoto, Zezman Kapor L'chol Teh Doisom. Zezman, Shchodesh L'tan Kapor, like you said before, Shmiach Teh Reach. So, Kal Yisrael are bringing a Kapor for the Averis that they've done, Eich Tam. Bring Zezman Kapor L'chol Teh Doisom. Yesom, we're telling Makriv Lefonecha Deo Makriv, Zivche Rotzen, Usire Chatos. That's what Kalis Sol brought then. They brought Zivche Rotzen, that's going on the Eile, which is Lerotzen, and they brought Zire Chatos. Lechapi Ba'adam. Fine. So in Tefillah, it says Klo. Zivche is Rotzen, that's Eile, and Zire Chatos is Lechapi Ba'adam. Fine. So we carry on. Now with davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach Chodosh B'tzion Tochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please build us a new Mizbeach. V'oyle Aser Shtodesh Na'ale Olov. And there on the new Mizbeach will be Ma'ale Makrev Oyle Aser Shtodesh. U'Sire Izim Nase V'Rotzen. And the Sire Izim, just the Chatos, which you bring the soil. Sire Izim Nase V'Rotzen. Why? What's going on with it? Till now we learn, what's Lerotzen? The oil is Lerotzen. Why over here, when we're doubling Lerotzen, we're saying, Sire Izim, Nase Lerotzen. Why happened to the Chapi Olof? So tell it says, because when we're talking about, when Mashiach will come, Lerotzen Lovoi, and there won't be any more Averis, there won't be any more, the Chatos should be Mechapa. There won't be any more Averis, the Klal Sol will then be, will be Zerichah that, They won't be doing any more averus, so there won't be any more lechatos to be mechaper. Either like you said before, al shemiatzei seyreach, yeah, also kapora of the Rosh Chodesh, havir kapora, like Kodesh Baruch Hu was memai the levona, right? The obel osed lo v'shteit as the levona and the sun, they'll both be the same. So there won't be any more dinin of kapora. Sign the kapora mitzad the yreach, and sign the kapora of our averus. Tumas Mikdash Mikadosha, wherever Rosh Chodesh come to Memchapa, that's all Gemara Shavuos. There won't be any more this inin of Kapora. So made of course Lechatchila when they were marking times based on Mikdash, then Taka the Sire Izim was coming to be Memchapa. But the last level when we say Mizbeah Chodosh, Mitzir and Tochin, then Olas Rosh Chodesh, not all of the Sire Izim, Nasev Rotzen. Even the Sire Izim, the Chatos will be Taka the Rotzen. So that's why Taka, that's the difference over here which we mentioned in the davening between the Korbonus, which was in time of the Beis HaMikdash, and time of the Osed Lovay. And that's why Taki was Magdim, the Oyle, before the Sire Izim. Even though Taki, nice like Krov, Taki, like we said before, the Chatos is before the Oyle, or by Yais, when Mashiach will come, and the Mekroi, Gdima, Kosov, then Taki, the Oyle, the way we say in the Shalom promise of Hosseinu, we go back to the Ikke, like we said before. We say the Ikke, even though the Gabba Krov, the Chatos is before the Oyle, or the Mikroi, Gdima, Kosov, when we want to be Mekam, in the Shalom promise of Hosseinu, we say it the Oyle before the Chatos. That's why it's very good, Mechabin, Simon Aleph, come back to Mechabin, Simon Aleph, it's very good, why we should say the Pasha of Oyle before Chatos. Not only like the Mogen Avraham says, it's only because of the Sofik. No, even if a person knows for sure that he's Chayev Taka Chatos, like the Mishnah Berurah said, that's the Stimat HaPoiskim. Even if a person knows he's Taka Chayev Chatos, even so he should say Oyle before Chatos, because when he's being Mekam the Din of Neshama Promise of Hosseinu, that's the Gemara which we learn Pshat, Neshama Promise of Hosseinu, you always Magdim Oyle before